Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today, I am inspired to talk about New Year's goals or resolutions, what they might be, why they don't work for long, and how to change that and how to prepare for achieving these goals. With Christmas at our door in 2 weeks, and New Year's 1 week later, people are getting frantic about how to celebrate, where to celebrate, what to do, how many people will gather, etc., etc. We are living in a difficult time right now with COVID having new breakouts in towns, cities, states being under lockdown again. Just 2 days ago in Long Beach, we had an increase of 1,000 more people affected by COVID and 75 deaths. Graduations have been dragging out since June, kind of like one person at the time per building pretty much. I mean, it's been really crazy. And I've been seeing that because I ride my bike on campus because that's off street and it's easier to ride for somebody my age or my youth with some balancing act issues. So I have been biking on campus and I see, you know, always one person with one person with pictures of them. And I go, man, I remember my graduation, hundreds or thousands of people there and so much fun. And everything is different. Doesn't make it bad, just makes it different. And I just got an invite this morning to watch my nephew presenting his thesis in Switzerland, and it was done via Zoom. So I just honed in to see what's going on and what he was talking about. And lo and behold, it was rather interesting. And he had a few family members and friends who were watching along with me. And that made my day. So just having stated a few things, you know, it's just gathering places are closed. Parks are still closed. They're talking about maybe opening them again soon. But because the children were playing too close together and the parents not paying attention, the infection spread like crazy, the virus. So that's one thing. Masks are mandatory. Many people don't abide by that rule. And the other thing is the 6 foot physical distancing is still mandatory. Many homes are too small to have more than the immediate family members there with the rules above to celebrate. So what gives me the credibility to talk about this? What makes me an expert in that field? Well, my name is Denise Thompson, and I am a certified transformational health and wellness coach, best-selling author, Blog Talk Radio host, former nurse, fitness trainer, and educator. So as you can see, everything I'm doing and have done always had to do with people. I am a people person, and I love to be out there and creating awareness and helping people getting better and feeling healthier and happier. So what can we do to help end this pandemic? The thing is to stay at home and abide by the rules. Another thing is we have okay, it seems like I'm back in, and I am so sorry. I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and two phone calls came in and threw me off. So I'm just going to quickly recap what I said and continue from there. So first of all, welcome to the Get Healthy Show now, and we're talking about New Year's goals, what they might be, why they don't work for long, and how to change that and how to prepare for achieving these goals. I mentioned that Christmas is in 2 weeks and New Year's in 3 weeks, and people are getting frantic about how to celebrate, where to celebrate, what to do, and how many people they can have to gather. And we're living in a tough time, that is for sure. And just over the last 2 days, my area, Long Beach, has had 1,000 more affected cases and 75 deaths due to COVID-19. I did have a wonderful experience this morning that my brother sent me a message via WhatsApp that his son, my nephew, is presenting his thesis on Zoom, and I could watch him do that. So I got to do that. So technology is actually helping us keeping safe and keeping the distance, because the gathering places are closed, parks are still closed, masks are mandatory, 6 foot physical distancing is mandatory, and many homes are too small to have more than the immediate family members there with the roof above. So what gives me the rights to talk about this, what makes me an expert, is that, let me just introduce myself. I'm Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, best-selling author, BTR hosted, which is Block Talk Radio host, former nurse, fitness trainer, and educator. And your decision on what to do starts today, not tomorrow, because when tomorrow comes, it's today, not yesterday. It's gone. It's history. So my recommendation is stay at home. Keep safe. What can you do to connect with people? You can either write to them, you can call them, you can text them, you can send them letters or cards or pictures, you can make gifts for them that you can send. There's a lot of things. And the best gift ever that you can give anybody that you care for and love is the gift of health, which is a long-term investment. It works a lot with mindset and self-development. It teaches you health versus illness. You can read positive literature, books. There are so many out there. And if you need a list of wonderful books to read to learn more about your mindset or to feel happier and healthier, let me know and I can provide you with the list. You can write, be it letters, poems, books, articles. I mean, there is such a huge opportunity. If you cannot write because of certain ailments, such as arthritis in your hands or whatever, you can dictate it on a dictaphone or on a tape recorder, or you can have a stenographer who listens over the phone or is 6 foot away from you who can take notes what you're saying. Where there is a will, there is a way. You can draw pictures, you can paint, so much you can do. But the key is start to invest in your health today and have that long-term goal in your mind. See, the healthier you are, the longer you live, the less visits to the doctor, less medication, less exams and tests. We're talking about medical exams and tests, less ailments. And it just is really amazing that you can do so much more with what you have at your fingertips. You can also start focusing on breathing or doing, you remember I did the 4-7-8 breathing technique, I think last week, where you breathe into the count of four to oxygenate your blood in your brain. And then you hold your breath to the count of seven, so all the toxins can accumulate. And then you exhale, sharply breathe out to the count of eight to get rid of everything that's not needed in your body with the toxins. And that makes such a huge difference. I've been doing that with my clients. And after two or three times doing that in a row while sitting down so you don't faint, they say, oh my gosh, I feel lighter. My shoulders aren't tense anymore. My brain is clear. My fog is gone. And so little things like that really help. Then I've been talking about the stop, challenge, choose, which helps a lot. So when you have thoughts that pop up that are negative, stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Challenge yourself by thinking about why you are feeling or acting the way you are and ask, is this really true? Then you get to choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And I made myself some cards with the traffic light signal colors, you know, the stop is red, the challenge is amber, the choose is green, because you give yourself permission to go on. And I go, man, this is so cool. This works. So why did I stress all that? Because so many people are stressed out right now. Stress can create illness. Just like negative attitude, negative mindset creates illness or causes illness, where positive mindset, positive attitude creates health. So I make the difference. Positivity creates health. Negativity causes illness. That's easier to remember that way. So, yeah, these are just a few things that we can do. Now, why is it important to start now? You have a choice of getting healthy now. That's what my title is all the time. Get healthy now, not tomorrow, not in a year, not in 5 or 10 years. Now. Why? Because tomorrow might be too late. I just heard from another friend of mine today that a friend of her who was an RN told her husband he should wear a mask. And he thought he didn't need to, that it was just a gadget that was unnecessary. Well, she told him again, please, honey, wear a mask. He got sick, and within 24 or 36 hours later, he was dead due to COVID. I don't want to put fear in your brain. I don't want to promote fear. I want to really stress, take charge of your health and start now. So by making a commitment today that you want to take charge of your health, and not just the physical health, also the mental health and the financial health, I am there to help you. Maybe you know somebody else who can help you, but if not, I'm here. And I just want to encourage you, if you have any questions on where you need the most help, sign up with me for a free gift, which is a free health goal assessment. I will ask you some questions with your permission, and then I can guide you to what best serves you, what helps you improve your health. I also offer a free health newsletter, an e-newsletter, and all I need from you is the word you would like that health newsletter, and give me your best email address so I can add you to my listing, so I can mail it out to you. It always has a healthy recipe and a healthy activity and an invitation to a webinar, a health webinar that's free to you, just so you get to learn something. Whether or not you sign up to journey with me is irrelevant to this. And it's irrelevant to me in that sense that my biggest goal, desire, is to create the awareness within you that you want to make a change. And if you choose to use my help for that, thank you very much. I will honor that and be very happy to do so. If not, I wish you all the very best to go on and make the best out of it for yourself. So that's why I also added my email address there. It's not hyperlinked because it didn't allow me to. There are days where I can hyperlink one thing and some days where I can't hyperlink anything. But you can highlight and copy it and put it in your URL. And it's dy, thomson@gmail.com, dythomson@gmail.com, and make sure you put in the subject letter, first three letters, BTR, for Blog Talk Radio. That's the key for me to pull it out of the spam, because all first emails that I did not solicit knowingly go into spam. So I always go through it one by one to check. And if I see a BTR, I pull it out, open it up, read it, and respond. But if you don't say anything, I don't know, and I delete it. TR down, maybe even the date, 12/10/20, and then you would like the free health goal assessment, or you would like to participate in my show, that you have something to contribute, or you have some questions about something, you know, and then be specific in the email that I know what I'm going to respond to. The other thing is, if you don't have a computer and you can't type up all that stuff, you can go and voicemail or text me only. I won't answer the phone, at 562-335-4956. And I will get back with you within 24 to 48 hours with an answer or a suggestion or whatever you're asking me for, just so I can help you. And I put at the bottom, actually, also not highlighted, not hyperlinked, but you can just go highlight, copy and paste from your amazing itty bitty stress reduction book to the end and put it in the URL in Amazon.com, and my book will pop up. It's very inexpensive, but it has quite a bit of value, and it can help you tremendously to de-stress. So I just want to go back to the very beginning where I said what some of the goals are that people have and why they don't or why they do work. So many people are right now in the mindset that, oh my goodness, today in 3 weeks is January 1st. Let me just double check. No, actually, it's one day later. Today in 3 weeks is the 31st of December, which is New Year's Eve. But the next day is New Year's. And so many people start making New Year's resolutions. They have goals of what they would like to accomplish the next year. So for some people, it might be mental health. It might be physical health. It might be financial health. So you don't have to live paycheck by paycheck. Again, if you're open-minded and coachable, I can probably help you with that. Other people say, oh, I want to get healthy. I'm going to get me a gym membership. Well, there's a little challenge with that right now because the gyms are closed, especially in my area. That's the one that I know the best, of course. I don't know exactly where you are and what your rules and regulations are and how serious COVID is in your area. But in my area, the gyms are closed. So getting a gym membership when it's closed does not really help. And a goal like that, I'm going to go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week and I'm going to get a good workout in, is actually not very feasible. Because if you have not been doing it all along, what makes you think that you can do it starting a new year and go from nothing to all in? It's kind of something that does not quite align with a positive mindset. I would say once or twice a week might work, but that does not really give you much, you know, good results because it's not enough. However, what you could do is to start going for a walk, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to 30 minutes, increase it steadily, you know, not go the first day 2 hours and then you're so sore that you can't go for 2 weeks. That is not smart. But use your wonderful God-given brain to make smart, healthy decisions. Start slow, because then you have room to increase and improve. So I would say start with 10 minutes when you haven't done it, and go every other day, and then go up to 15 minutes the next week, every other day, and then 20 minutes till you're up to 30 minutes. And then you can go daily, or maybe instead of 3 or 4 times a week, you can go 5 times, then 6 times, then daily. Then you can add other things to it. And that just really makes a huge difference, that you start establishing a routine. And do you know that once you've done something for 66 days in a row, it becomes a healthy habit, especially if it's a healthy thing that you do, like the walking, which gets your blood circulation going, it strengthens your muscles and your bones, it gives you more clarity in your brain. It is so amazing. If you can't walk, you can swim. If you have your own swimming pool, if you don't, then it's not quite possible, I think, unless you have specific times that you can go and they disinfect everything. But viruses live in water also, so I would not risk it unless you have your own swimming pool or resistance pool that doesn't take that much space and you can go in whenever you choose to. So those are things. Other things that people say, oh, as of January 1st, once the holidays are over, I'm going to eat lean and healthy, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do portion control, and I'm going to use less salt, and I'm going to use I'm going to eat more fruits, and I'm going to eat more vegetables, and it's all good and dandy. However, fruits have a lot of sugar. And if you want to lose weight permanently, you want to stay off the sugar, be it carrots, peas, and other vegetables that are high in sugar. Yes, there are some. Or fruits that are high in sugar, such as watermelon and others. Those that are tart are not as high in sugar, but still, I would not eat those at the very beginning. I can tell you that our program teaches you everything you need to know to be successful. And I have one client in particular right now. It took her probably 2 years to say, Denise, I'm going to take you up on your offer and I want to do what you're doing, because I've been following you now for over 2 years. And then you look good and you feel good and I just want what you have. And she made the commitment. She was ready and she is coachable. And within 3 months, she reached a goal that she hadn't reached in 15 years. 15 years ago was the last time she was at her goal weight. And now she is not quitting. She is transitioning. And we're adding slowly extra food to her daily fuelings. We call them fuelings because our body's kind of like a car. When the car runs out of fuel, what happens? It stops. It's not going anywhere. The same with our body. So by fueling it 6 times a day, every 2.5 to 3 hours, within half an hour to an hour after getting up, to about an hour or so before you go to bed, and I'll help you figure all that out. It's very easy. It makes it so simple, and it is just so awesome to see. So last week, she got to add an extra cup of veggies. Today, she gets to add 2 medium fruits on top of the extra cup of veggies. And we're going to go on and progress like that. And she is feeling so energized and happy. And she said she's never had such a clear mind as she has now, because she is eating healthy and clean and the correct proportions for her. So I'm not going to go more into that, because that's individual, depending on what you need, and I'm tailoring everything according to your needs. And that's why I do the health goal assessment, so I know what your needs and what your goals and what your desires are, and we can make them very relative to your needs. So that's a good thing. So those are actually healthy goals. And if you want to start at the very beginning of the year, I suggest you sign up ASAP. I mean, I would say around the 18th to the 20th. So you do have everything you need to start, and I can prepare you. So comes January 1st, we can launch your journey and start on progress immediately. And you don't have to wait, because it takes 8 to 10 business days to get everything you need. And with the holidays in between and in so many areas, snow, rain, sleet, ice, accidents, delays with UPS deliveries and whatnot. And that's nothing negative. That's just life. I just want to make sure that you are 100% prepared. If you just want a conversation on how it would look like, let me know. Send me an email. Ask me, and I will connect with you, because that is my goal for you. But my goal cannot be bigger than your goal is for yourself, because, again, I can only guide you as far as you want to be guided, as far as you want to go. But if you want to be at a healthier place next year, then you're ending 2020. Now's the time to consider, to figure out what you can do, to talk to me, somebody you trust, but I'm there for you. And I've been coaching for 3.5 to 4 years now, and I've had the radio show for 5.5 years, and it's always something about getting healthy now. So you know I'm here to stay, and I am serious about it, but still having fun. So having said all this, I hope you're going to take this to heart. You stay at home for the holidays. You celebrate with the people who live in your household. With the others, connect via Zoom or Skype or something, or phone call or FaceTime on the phone or anything. There are so many ways that you can connect and talk to each other and love on each other that it does not have to be a risk to your health. I wish you from the bottom of my heart the very best end of 2020 and the most wonderful, happiest, and healthiest start in 2021. And I'll talk to you again next week. Until then, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.